Welcome to Live Unreal with Jeff Glover and Glover U.
All right, not too far away, also in Virginia. Tim, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Tim Cruz. I am a follower of Jesus. I have a wife of 15 years. We have four kids at home, an 8-year-old son, 5-year-old daughter, 3-year-old daughter, and a 1-year-old daughter. So life is busy, chaotic. I'm a church planter and also a pastor and a realtor.
Love that. Yeah. That's awesome. So, Tim, you've been doing this for 14 years, and you've been in our world more recently, the last couple.
Yep.
Your very first program you took was Listing Mastery. Does that sound right? Back in 2022.
Yes. Yes.
And since then, it looks like Marketing Mastery graduate, Prospecting Bootcamp graduate, Sales Rocket graduate. You've attended both the retreat and lead up, and you've been in elite coaching, which means you and an assistant or a staff person, since June of last year. So you had an increase in production between 2022, 2023. Tell us a little bit about how that happened.
So we got into coaching, and we began to look at this business like it's an actual job.
Yeah.
After being in the game for 14 years, you can assume that I know everything, I can just make it on my own. But I think it was at the June event where Justin talked about having the right who, and like the whole Kobe and the Michael and the Phil Jackson analysis.
Yeah, remember that, the Live Unreal formula.
Yeah, I'm not gonna leave until I have a coach and a who, and so I have a who today, and that's Andy.
Yeah,
I'm a coach right there, and so it's a big part of it.
Awesome, I love that. So your top sources of business, database and pay-per-click. So let's start with pay-per-click, because of course, most of the agents in the audience, if they have a CRM, they're familiar with pay-per-click leads and Google leads, and I hope you can appreciate, you notice we try to create a little bit of variety in different sources of who we have on stage. That's not by accident. So let's start with Google pay-per-click. How do you work pay-per-click leads, leads that most agents, many agents would say, oh, those are so top of funnel, they're so junk leads, I don't even work those anymore. How do you have success with those as that being your number two source or number one source right after database?
So we treat them like humans and like people.
Okay.
And so they all go into one central CRM, and from there we want to have every lead be compliant. What that means is every lead has an e-alert where they're receiving homes from us directly with homes they want to see based upon their criteria, number one. Number two, we want to have them on a drip campaign that compiled of text messages on automation, also emails, also on automation as well. And then from there, we just call and text and get them on the phone, talk to them. How can we help?
Now, the one thing I hear from a lot of agents, and of course, even within our own team, is, well, you know, the leads that come through Google, they're so far out. Like, they're not ready to go see a house today. What would you say to that?
I think it boils down to having the skill set to have a great conversation with people.
Okay.
If you can uncover their motivation and their timing, they're motivated to go. It's just having the right dialogue with them to have it.
Got it. So not everyone's going to be ready to do something now. The people that aren't ready to do something now, in, let's just say, an average year, how many times would they hear from you or your system?
In an average year, their watch, 6 months plus. Probably 35 to 40 times.
35 to 40 times in a 12-month period.
Yeah.
Wow.
Between e-alerts, drip campaigns, texts, and phone calls.
Yeah. So your thought process is almost like, let's just make sure we're catching them at the right time.
Yes.
Yeah. So just, you know, they're not essentially going more than like 10 days. If you do the math on that, they're not going 10 days without hearing from you.
Yes, correct. So when we finally connect in person, it's like, hey, Tim, how are you?
Yep.
Like, we know each other, but I don't know them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you say? That's normal. What do you say to the people that are like, ah, get me off your drip campaign, you know, stop messaging me, stop calling me? What do you? How do you guys handle that?
Oh, hey, so sorry to bother you. God bless. Have a great day.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
It.
So you're aggressive until they tell you otherwise, and if they tell you otherwise, you back off.
You back off.
Yep. I love that. All right. When you think about Google pay-per-click, do you know what keywords you're buying, or do you know, you know, how are you spending that money with your CRM, and what does that look like?
So I don't know the details there. So we have a company that does the management for us.
Yep.
We pay them for the leads,
and
they kind of control that for us.
Got it. And roughly, what's the spend per month?
It's $1,000 per month.
$1,000 per month.
Yes.
And it's your number two source of business.
Yes.
I would say the ROI is probably pretty high on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's been moments where we had to turn that lead flow off because we're behind. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome. Awesome. Anything else as it relates to pay-per-click that you could say, this is, why do you think, because really this is one of the reasons why, you know, I wanted to dig deeper on this from the stage. So many agents, you know, make an attempt to use this source and then it goes to like the bottom of the pile. What is different about what you guys are doing versus the agents that are complaining about the pay-per-click Google leads?
Yeah, I think if you enter into that specific space looking for a closing like right away, they can happen, but it's not all the time. But if you enter into it for like the long game and nurturing relationship building, you can win in longevity with that game. Okay. So have patience and just stick to the process.
Do you know what the average time from it hits your CRM to closing is? Do you know that number?
We're about 4 to 5 months.
4 to 5 months. Okay, good. Yeah. So you enter that conversation with an understanding that this is 3 to 6 months out.
Yes.
And so therefore, it probably treats your conversation a little bit differently. You're probably not closing for a buyer consultation on your first contact with them.
Correct, because up front initially, they've probably went to 4 or 5 different CRMs, including Zillow also.
Yeah.
Everyone's calling. Yeah. We're going to keep calling for the next few months also.
Yep.
And build a rapport.
So that's reminding me, and I hope you write this down. Of course, I can't cover the exact scripts with you right here on stage while we're in the panel, but every lead, you need a different script for every lead source, because think about it. Where they're at in the funnel determines their level of urgency to buy or sell with you. And if they're at the bottom of the funnel, let's say a Zillow lead or a Realtor.com lead who raises their hand and says, we're inquiring on this particular home, they expect a certain level of enthusiasm, energy, motivation to get us into that house. And that's one script. And then if you've got somebody that comes through pay-per-click and you know their average is 4 or 5 months out, you can't use the same script you use with Zillow with a Google lead. Because watch this, our job as real estate agents is to find their motivation and match it. So if your motivation's here and their motivation is here, then you're gonna turn them off. Oh, by the way, it works in reverse. If they're motivated because their house just sold and they got to get into something like right now, and you're down here saying, I'll follow up with you, you know, after the weekend's over, they're going to be gone. They're going to find somebody else. So, you know, one thing you might want to consider is take a look at your scripts or, you know, obviously we have buyer scripts in Sales Rocket and Buyer Business Accelerator that for each source. You have to have a different dialogue with each source. That's very important. And you just reminded me of that. So do you want to add anything to that, Tim?
Just one more thought. When people enter into the pay-per-click space, they assume that they're all going to be buyers. Mm-hmm. But we're finding about 1/3 to 1/4 also have a home to sell. Mm. So we're having a 2-for conversation also.
Yep.
And in the initial conversation, you must discover, do you have a home to sell or are you currently in a lease right now?
Yeah.
Then we know how to treat that client moving forward.
All right. So let's shift to sellers because more than half your business today is sellers. And that wasn't the case. Years ago.
It wasn't, correct.
So talk to me about your listing process. What do you use from start to finish? Tell us a little bit about your listing process.
So we use the Glover U scripts from the initial conversation, whether it's a database or Expire to FSBO or Circle Dial, Glover scripts. And then from there, set the appointment.
Yep.
And then typically on the spot right there, calling back before, we're going to do the pre-qual appointment script.
Yep.
Now, I wasn't doing this before, and it was making me feel very miserable.
Yeah.
So you go to a home to find out, oh, we're just checking out for now, Tim.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, this is a waste of my time.
Uh-huh.
And so now I call back very intently, hey, when are you going to be selling your home? And who are you interviewing and doing that script there? So that's the process there in the actual appointment itself, the presentation script, and also your trifold,
the material.
The material.
Yeah. Does it look similar to that?
It does.
Yeah.
Verbatim.
Awesome.
I say, copy this.
Yeah. By all means. Yeah. By all means.
Yeah.
And so today, over half your business was seller, which, you know, a year or two ago, that was not the case.
Correct.
And so what would you, you know, and I appreciate you giving us the credit, but honestly, what would you credit how you're over 50% of your business sell? In other words, if I'm in the audience and I'm wondering, how do I go from mostly a focus on buyers to mostly a focus on sellers? What would your answer be to that?
Pick up the phone and call people and prospect. Mm-hmm. So before getting involved with coaching in Glover U, I was not proactively making phone calls. Mm. I was lead receiving.
Yeah.
And so that means like people know like, oh, Tim's a great guy. Call Tim. He'll help you out. Great. That's typically buyer phone calls.
Yeah.
But to go and get a seller appointment is picking the phone up. And I had to face that, eat that frog and do the work.
Yeah. So you had to get some confidence.
Yes.
Because the knowledge of it will give you the confidence, and you got that confidence after going through obviously prospecting. You can't go through prospecting boot camp and listing mastery and then not do anything.
You know,
like you're kind of like, what? Why did you even take it? Right.
Yeah.
So, and from there you started actually focusing on sellers, or just taking the same leads you were working before and make sure that you were willing to ask them about selling their house. How did it change in your lead generation?
I focus on them because also being in this kind of room also, and like watching you online for a long time, like privately being a Glover U student on YouTube for like years.
Yeah.
It's like, if I want to produce and do more business, I'm going to have to work to get more listings.
Yeah.
Between the four kids, a wife, church, now that we lead in our life,
like,
I can't be going to show property.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how it boiled out as well.
Man, I wish we could talk all day about your typical day and your schedule and how you balance it all. And I'm sure there will be another opportunity for you to be up there and share that. And that'll be what we talk about at that time. But
awesome.
For now, thank you so much. Let's hear it for Tim. At the midway point of my year, every year, I take a look at what's working in my business and I double down on it. And I take a look at what's not working in my business and I eliminate it. Hi, I'm Realtor Jeff Glover, and I'm excited to announce that I'm going to share with you everything we're going to do to list and sell over 1,000 homes this year right here in my market. You've got the chance to be surrounded by over 1,000 agents from all over North America, from all brokerages. July 15th through the 18th, we're going to be in a little town called Traverse City, Michigan. It's a gorgeous resort town at the Grand Traverse Resort. You can go to gloveru.com/retreat. That's gloveru.com/retreat, or click the link below to take a look at the 3.5-day schedule of one-on-one interviews, masterminds, breakout sessions, main stage segments, and of course, keynote speakers. 3.5 days surrounded by the best of the best in the industry. In the middle of the summer, it's a perfect time to get away and prepare yourself for the second half of the year. We'll see you this July.